The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. I want to pivot back to the Packers. Jim in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments, which is a bit of a cesspool at the moment. But Jim has been a ray of positivity.
I think he just trumped what Jesse called him dwellers.
I was just going to say cesspool sounds much worse than dwellers.
A lot gnarlier than dwelling.
You should read some of the stuff being said.
It's probably good.
I'm going to leave it at that. But Jim is our saving grace. Only three quarterbacks in the NFL this season have thrown eight or more touchdown passes with only one or fewer interceptions.
Oh, who are they?
Do you know who the three quarterbacks
Stafford,
are?
Stafford, Love, and
Josh Allen?
I don't think he's had that big of a year. He's been pretty, I'm not going to say pedestrian, he's just been smart. Who else having a big year? Dak.
Right now you got
Maybe
Jordan
Dak.
Love. You got one right, Jordan Love.
Stafford ain't on there?
Nope. Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Baker.
Baker's having a good year.
He is.
Then a quote Jim heard from Drew Brees. I don't know, was he on Get Up or he was on something?
First take he's on.
Yeah,
now.
He's becoming kind of he's not afraid to throw some flames.
I know Philly's undefeated, but barely. Barely! If CD catches a post in week one, and if
true.
The Rams make a chip shot field
That's
goal, they're
true.
Sitting at 2-2. Mm,
it's 2-2. Yeah, the barely game doesn't play.
I understand.
I'm going to tell you this.
Packers are barely 2-1
and fans, one. You look at it, and because of the Micah trade and the excitement and the fact that this is a defensive-led football team, and I think it will be, if they're going to win big, that's what this formula will be. Jordan Love, you know that Hard Rock Casino slip that old Jell and I got?
Yeah, MVP. MVP.
That stat line looks real good. And you know what? It's early. I think part of the problem with this job for me is I see the big picture on things, but that's not what this job requires. You have the big picture view, but you have to analyze and do things in real time. That's what I love about it. We get fan reactions. I love it. But there are times you look at it and say, yeah, Jordan threw a bad pick against Cleveland, cost you a game, and it was brutal. And he threw the bad Charlie check down, and it cost you a tie. You know, I think they probably tie regardless, even if he Charlie checked. That's what the odds would tell you. But Jordan Love is accurate with the football. I saw a stat where when he's not pressured in a clean pocket, like 89% complete. You can't do that in a 7-on-7 on air. Guys can't do that. Jordan has been very good. I think his accuracy with the football was one of the big concerns. He's proven he can wing it. He can do it. He's healthy. He's able to get out of the pocket. And if he stays healthy and this team can go, I guess at this point now, 13-3-1 and get that one seed, he's going to be the MVP. If the team wins and he continues on this trajectory, he's going to win. And Jelly and I are going to be driving down laughing. Car windows down. It's going to be, you know, early February. We'll be chuckling, just flying out the back of our Chevy. That's what's going to be happening, because his stats and where he's at, and if they're going to go on and do the things that I hope he can do, and by the way, I think he can. He's going to be right there. You know, Lamar's going to miss a bunch of time. Who's going to be? It's going to be him and Josh Allen. You know what? They gave it to Josh last year. They're going to be looking to give it to somebody else. And if the G&G can get in that position, J-Love is rolling right where he needs to be after 4 weeks in that MVP race,
yeah, they
in
win.
My opinion.
You're right. They got to win.
Well, no
obviously.
Blank.
I understand. I was just emphasizing
I know you
your
were,
point.
And I was emphasizing no blank.
And by the way, two things can be true at once, which you just illustrated. He has played extremely well, and two plays were not good.
And they were big boy important plays.
They were critical moments. Yes. So
you brought up a good point, and I heard it on like these little synopsises when you're listening to 100.5 driving around. You brought up a good point about Rodgers, because I said
a
synopsis. I said something
green and gold
on
fix.
Monday about Rodgers not making that throw, a Charlie check down. That was brutal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a Emmanuel Wilson.
You mentioned, you said, the four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers doesn't, but that doesn't mean the 2009 Rodgers would have. And I thought to myself, boy, is that an astute point from my partner. That was an astute point from my partner, because we always are so interested in no. This is Jordan's third year, 27-year-old. We all know about the 27-year-old deal. Everybody wins it. You get a chip, you get a chip, and you get a chip when you're 27 and you're the quarterback at a G&G. But that doesn't mean that they're like a finished product yet. And they still have room to grow, and it's good to remind you of that. That's where you get caught up in the YouTubeization and the Twitterization and the immediacy of what we live in compared to the long form, the Barnwellian piece, where you look at things and you project down the road. And you have to mesh those two things in the job that we do.
Thank you for the compliment.
No, I mean it, too.
That was very nice.
I think I may have said it on our show, though.
No. It's in those little synopsises that Jesse will cut up, and then you'll hear, listen to Wilde and Tausch, and then there'll be like a bing. Like a quip.
A promo.
I call it a quip or a synopsis.
Sure. Yeah. Synopsisize.
Yeah.
Well, let's synopsisize this conversation by saying we're done. We need to play trivia. Jesse. It is Wednesday. We did not play on Monday. You've been gone since Saturday. I presume.
Orlando trivia.
Orlando geography
so
trivia.
I thought about a couple of different things here. I thought we could. We haven't done Disney trivia in a while. I could have brought back Disney trivia.
It's Wednesday.
I thought about doing one Wisconsin, one Florida.
I actually have a show sheet. Let me see. What do we have down here? There's nothing. There's literally nothing on here.
It does say what the category is.
Double Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Cousin Subs. That's what it says. It is, in fact, geography, Wisconsin geography.
Somehow Jelly brought me it, and I only have two sheets, and there's nothing about trivia even on here.
Jesse, which colors would you like? Printer ran out of ink. Toner. We're down on toner.
10 and 20.
Caller 10 and caller 20, 8447 770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 10 and caller 20. Play trivia after Tausch tells us about Prize Picks.
Prize Picks, good win for Ole T. Good win for Ole T last week. We're excited about it. Football's here. And you know what? It's just more fun when you have Prize Picks in your life. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made simple, more or less, on at least two-player projections. You can go Jordan Love. This week we can't. We got to go look around. Maybe Josh Allen, Saquon. Look around. We'll dabble around and take a look. But it's quick and easy. Set a lineup in less than a minute. You get the option to stack a single player across different stats. You can go flex play if you want to be a little safer. You want to go big boy? Try the power play. But no matter how you play, Prize Picks makes it fun all season long. And the withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Apple Pay, Venmo, and more. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Man, it's good
to be right. We'll play trivia next. Callers 10 and 20, 844 770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Well, we got caller 10 and we got caller 20. That means it's time to play trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Let's welcome in our contestants. First, caller 10 is a first-time contestant. It is Scott in Kenosha. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And caller 20 is a battle-tested veteran. It is Bruce in Bayview. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, way to go, Scott.
Look at that. Look at
that. Root down
Scotty.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right. So, Jesse wrote all these by his own self, I assume, on his flight home from the Magic Kingdom.
Sure.
So,
up
Scott,
north, Joe,
you get the...
No, I wrote them all.
Oh, you did.
And then he asked that guy that he watched his dog for a month for a little bit of help on a few of them.
He said, no, he's too busy.
Scott, question one. The Notre Dame Academy ranked number one in this week's ESPN Wisconsin High School Football Media Poll in the medium division is located in which Wisconsin city? Is it Waukesha, Green Bay, or South Bend?
We'll go with Green Bay.
Indeed, on Ridge Road and Mason Street, there it is. Notre Dame, the Tritons. Question one for you, Bruce, is this.
Yes.
You may sense a theme. Edgar, ranked number one in this week's ESPN Wisconsin High School Football Media Poll in the small division, is located just west of which Wisconsin city? Is it Wausau, Beloit, or Allen Poe? That's not bad, Jesse. That's Edgar Allen Poe. That's pretty good.
I'm going to go with Wausau.
Yes, sir.
It is. Yes, sir.
Kind of a hotbed right up there. Stratford, Edgar.
Yeah.
Some good squads.
Edgar's been getting all Coach Sins, man. That guy's a winner. He just wins with Sins.
Sins wins.
Don't step on my joke, dude.
What's his first name? Johnny?
Jerry.
Yeah, hey, Jeremy Sins. There's Sins is coming out of their ears up there.
Seven deadly sinners. Sins, am I right?
That's not bad.
Oh, no, but he didn't step on your joke.
Well, that was funny. That was good.
Question two, Scott, is this. Latitudinally, which of these WEAC schools is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it UW-La Crosse, UW Stevens Point, or UW Oshkosh?
We'll go with Stevens Point.
Well done, 2 for 2. All right, Bruce, question 2 for you is this. Longitudinally, which of these WEAC schools is located farthest east? Farthest east. Is it UW-Platteville, UW-Stout, or UW-Eau Claire? Farthest east.
UW-Stout.
Survey says...
This was tricky.
Platteville, allegedly. Now, again, Jesse did this trivia, so I'm never quite sure.
That's not an easy one.
Platteville, right on the border.
Yeah, they're
well, Stout's pretty close
really
to the...
Close.
But remember the way that
it juts.
The way the state juts.
It's a jutter. Because you got all the driftless. Because it's so driftless down region, there.
Yeah. Jutter sins. All right,
no cell
question
reception
three.
Either down there, Platteville.
I've heard that. But they got a great Pizza Hut. Question three, Scott, is this. What is the 3-letter airport code for Dane County Regional Airport in Madison? Is it MAD, MSN, or WIS?
Can you read that again for me, please?
I would love to. What is the three-letter airport code for the Dane County Regional Airport located in Madison, Wisconsin? Is it MAD, MSN, or WIS?
Let's go with the second one, MSN.
Yes, sir! Scotty's 3 for 3. All right, Bruce, let's get this one. What is the three-letter airport code for the Southern Wisconsin Regional Airport in Janesville? I didn't even know there was an airport.
He's kind of drawing a short straw here. I mean, these questions are a lot harder.
Where are the cookies that Scotty got?
Yeah, Scotty got
cookies.
He's so nice to Scotty, and Scotty got
first
some
time
freebies
contestant.
To him.
All right, here we go. The three-letter airport code for Janesville. I don't even know, who services, what airlines service Janesville. I don't know that.
I think it's Colette Travel.
Well played. J-A-N, J-V-L, or S-W-I?
I'm going JVL.
Oh!
Woo!
Cookies! Overcoming
cookies.
Incredible odds. All right, Bruce, you got 2 out of 3, which ain't bad, especially considering the second and third questions. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you. You got 3 entries in Friday's drawing.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Love
and
you.
Scott, you got
don't
all,
force it.
You got all 3 right. You
Scotty.
Got 4 entries in your debut.
All right,
that's a good start.
Bravo! Well done, sir. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you.
All right, that
yeah
is ESPN Wisconsin double trivia, which was not on Tausch's show sheet.
No, not even anything remotely close to trivia. I have the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. Nothing on the 11, Jell.
Well, I'm here to tell you that Woe Nelly and a read of Coors Light's, your love of Coors Light, are coming up next. So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Start Woe Nelly. Tausch needs to tell us about Coors Light.
Coors Light, brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. Whether you're celebrating a big win, a tie, you just get done mowing lawn, you're sweaty, and you want to sit out on your porch and relax, crack open that cold Coors Light. Make sure the mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, a couple of observations from my time in Orlando I wanted to share with you. Green Bay Packers gear, by far the most popular on Sunday when we were walking around Epcot and the greater Disney region. Which team, NFL team, do you think we saw the second most?
Chiefs.
No.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. You want to take
Vikings.
Mm-mm.
Cowboys.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
I mean, we just named it the most popular team.
No, it's none of those.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No.
Okay. You're in Orlando. That's the closest team.
They were playing in Tampa.
Philly.
Yeah. A lot of Eagles stuff everywhere.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
What do you think that is? Just because they're good? Think because they were playing in Tampa? But they,
front runners.
We were there the day that they were playing, so I think if anyone traveled down, they would have been at the game.
A lot of front runners. Mm. People like associating with winners.
That's why they like our show.
Must
Whoa,
be.
Nelly!
Guess which college team I saw the most of on Saturday? Why did I just tell you? Tennessee.
Oregon.
No, I'm gonna say, SMU.
It was Tennessee.
Boise State.
It was Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
No. Nope. Middle Tennessee.
No. Good
They're
squad,
very good.
Though. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
Tausch.
Uh-oh.
If food makes the trip, what makes the hotel?
A pool at another hotel.
Because with our hotel, it wasn't awful by any means. There were a bunch of little things.
Well, you paid like $40 a night.
Right. There were a bunch of little things that made it like not the best, but it was good.
Okay.
But if you had to pick one characteristic that makes or breaks your hotel, what is it?
The bed.
Yeah, gotta be the bed.
I don't think so.
What do you think it is? Well, first off, if you don't have air conditioning, I'm out ski. FYI.
Yeah, I don't know any ones that don't have air conditioning anymore.
Okay. Yeah, the bed.
I think if you can pull out, like, if you got the little couch deal in there, which most of them have now, like, if you have that you could lay on instead. I don't think the bed makes or breaks the hotel room.
Okay, what does?
I'm glad you asked.
Didn't have much of a choice.
Fan in the bathroom.
That's the dumbest. That's so stupid.
You know how many hotels don't have fans in the bathroom?
And you're telling me that Becca did not enjoy the aroma of you having used
the restroom? No, ours did have a fan in the bathroom. And this is what made me think of this. When we walked in, I went into the bathroom just to pee. And I turned the light on. And it was an automatic, like, the light and the fan comes on at the same time. Trust me on this. The amount of hotel rooms that don't have fans in the bathroom is insane. And it's not even because of what you might be thinking, first and foremost. When you're showering and it's like the steam just lingers in there and you need to wipe off the mirror to be able to see, like, the fan in the bathroom is surprisingly limited in most hotels. And I think it makes or breaks the hotel room for me.
Yeah, we disagree. That's all right.
Can I ask a quick question without getting into an ice cream situation here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, your hotel, was it a brand name that we are familiar with, or was it like the hotel?
Yeah, he told us last week.
It's not everyone listens
of July,
all the time.
Yeah,
Memorial
I know,
Day,
I don't
Labor
think you remember.
Day, Christmas.
I do. He was bringing up various spots on the holidays.
Gotcha.
I wanted to bring up the scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because that is how I envisioned him staying in Orlando. Was like Del Griffith and Neil Page snuggling up in a really dumpy hotel room. But it was apparently nice, and it had a fan. Whoa,
whoa, Nelly!
Baseball postseason underway with 4 game ones yesterday. Game 2, Tigers, Guardians, getting underway in about 10 minutes on the ESPN
what?
App. Yeah. That's another. Well, I hate this format for a lot of reasons. One of which is we're playing important playoff games at noon Central Time.
Wednesday.
On a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And potentially, if all of them go to game 3, which they won't tomorrow, they would be playing at noon also. Like, that sucks.
Why?
Because those fans have to figure out on a whim getting to a game at 1 o'clock local time on a
playoff
work day.
Baseball, man. Figure it out.
You got ESPN.
Maybe they got a random trip to Cleveland or Detroit when they signed up.
You got ESPN, ESPN2, ABC. You can't overlap a couple of these games and play them all at night. Like, 4 o'clock, we can't even do, like, just help
well,
accommodate.
Well, we got 3 or 4 shows. We can't overlap Jim, Matt, Molly with Will, Dean, Tausch. Like, what are we talking about here?
That is not the same thing
it's
at
almost
all.
The exact same
also,
thing.
Also,
it's
we,
almost the exact
we do.
Same.
We, and yeah, we have
we do overlap
the Homer
shows.
Hour and Jim, Matt, Molly,
okay.
Kyle Preston, Nortman, and the Damn Sports Show. They
I don't
all
hear
overlap.
You I don't hear you complaining about that.
That, yeah, that's what I'm saying they should do. Play Guardians Tigers at 6 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Mm. At
the Homer Hour. the Homer Hour because we want to have on Sportsmanlike at 5 a.m.
Would you
the Homer
feel,
Hour henceforth will be at 4 a.m.
Would you feel better about if they flew over to England and did like the Viking Steelers and then they played earlier but it's later there? Would that make you feel better?
What?
Think about it. Play chat. Play chess, not checkers. Fly over. You want to grow the game? Go over to London. And you know how they got that 8:30 TV window now for on Fox or whatever channel they're going
to
do.
So you want the Cubs and Padres to go to London to play their three games?
No, I'm saying
set.
For you, you don't like them starting at noon. All right, well then change the time. Change.
I'm
the
not asking them for them to be earlier. I want them all at night. You're missing the point.
Okay. They will be playing at night. It'll be on here in the morning.
I think our work here is done.
I don't think you understand.
I know you don't understand. But I know you also understand all the great things that come with being a UW Credit Union member.
And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, whether it's a noon game, a 2 o'clock game, or you want to go to London. That's not true. But proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? You want to keep your banking local. You want to have great member first service. And you want to have great perks like early payday. UW Credit Union is the place for you. And you know what else? They are out in the community. They're always, no matter what community events they have going, they got Bucky. UW Credit Union's there for you. If you love Wisconsin like I do, and you just can't pay with anything else, well, fandom will make us do crazy things, but boy, it makes sense to become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
For us, Rich Eisen is next. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.